Politico, Democrat race is all about Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, and Bernie Sanders. By Hannah Blow on September 3, 2019. The next Democrat presidential debate in Houston, Texas, is right around the corner, and while 10 candidates qualified for the event, some doubt that the lower-tier candidates will be able to experience a breakthrough. At this point, it is all about Joe Biden, D, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, Politico suggests. The three candidates have dominated the top tier for the bulk of the months-long presidential race. While Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, experienced a significant bounce after taking on Biden on busing during her first debate performance, Representative Tulsi Gabbard's, DHI, attack on her prosecutorial record during the second debate in Detroit further squashed Harris's momentum. She has been unable to recover since. With the winners of the Detroit debates, Gabbard and Marianne Williamson, D, absent from the next debate, as well as the more moderate Democrats who challenged both Sanders and Warren on their costly proposals, such as John Delaney, D, who questioned Warren's fairy tale economics, all eyes will be on the top three candidates, Biden, Warren, and Sanders. The bottom is falling out of the Democratic presidential primary. And the top tier, no longer five candidates, but three, is becoming more insurmountable, Politico suggested, casting doubt on the remaining candidates' ability to creep into the well-established top tier. According to interviews with about two dozen Democratic operatives and consultants, there is little reason to expect any of them will. It was legitimate to say top five for a long time. But with the exception of Kamala Harris being at the outer perimeter of the top three, you'd have to have a strange confluence of events for someone outside those four to win, said Philippe Raines, a longtime Hillary Clinton confidant. It would require all four failing. Like, you would need all four of them to be in a plane crash or something. For every other candidate, Raines said, it's too late in the game to keep saying it's too early. One of the reasons lower-tier candidates have struggled to gain notoriety, Politico reported, is because candidates can barely focus on anything else besides meeting the Democratic National Committee's increasingly arduous fundraising and polling benchmarks for debates. Such efforts proved fruitless for many of the candidates, as only 10 qualified, prompting Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, to drop out of the race altogether. Somebody like Buttigieg or Harris, at this moment, they can only succeed with a Biden collapse, Democrat strategist Doug Herman said, according to Politico. They have an if-then strategy. They are not in control of their destiny.